Would you like to stay in your home to a good old age? If you do, you'll need some help with minor to major home chores, and the Help at Home program is just for you. Hi, welcome to the Bioethics Channel, a production of the Center for Practical Bioethics. For more information about the center and its programs, go to practicalbioethics.org. That's practicalbioethics.org. Dawn Herbert joins us on the program today. She is the Director of Older Adult Initiatives for Jewish Family Services in Overland Park, Kansas. Saroj Terian is the community handyman for the program, and Heather Aronoff is a beneficiary of the Help at Home program. Dawn, let's start with you. Describe how this program developed and where we stand today with the program.
Help at Home was developed off of models in Israel called Supportive Community, as well as NORCs, which are Naturally Occurring Retirement Communities, which are around the country. We took the best practices of both of those programs, did some focus groups here in Kansas City with older adults to find out what services they would really want to be able to stay in their homes. And that's how we got Help at Home. And what Help at Home does is it allows older adults, 65 and older, to stay in their homes for as long as possible by being part of the program and being able to access a community handyman 24/7, as well as being able to access a OT to come into their homes and to do home safety assessments, computer troubleshooting, and chore services and minor home repairs.
So there's a monthly fee for this?
It is a membership. Yes, it is a membership-based, fee-based program.
And how many participants do you have in the program since you started, and how long has the program been in existence?
Yeah, we started the program in October of 08, at the end of it. We now have 30 families, 30 households, which comprises of about almost 40 individuals. And we do, like I said, anything from minor home repairs to anything that helps an older adult be able to stay in their homes.
Now, is it in a particular neighborhood within the Kansas City area, Overland Park, or on the Kansas side, or where do you primarily have these 30 households?
Right. We actually have focused on Johnson County, and then we do go into Jackson County as north as the plaza, and then west of Holmes.
What prompted the development of the program? How did it get to a point of where you and your organization said, this is the right thing to do and we can do it?
Well, we just realized that because aging ideas and aging programs are so needed in the area, that it was something that we wanted to get our foot in the door. And just did a lot of focus groups, talked to a lot of other older adults, and then did a lot of research as to what was going on around the country, and knowing that this was a trend in allowing older adults to stay in their homes for as long as possible.
Heather Aronoff, describe how you came to take advantage of this program.
Well, I have a daughter who works for JFS, and
well, that was a good link to everything there, then. Yeah,
yes.
Sure.
Anyway, she suggested that obviously I have to admit I'm over 65 or I couldn't be part of the program, but she suggested, since I live by myself, that I become a member, and I have, and I'm really using it. I ended up having an accident recently, breaking my leg, and
oh my.
It's been a huge help.
What kinds of things are done for you in particular as part of this program?
Well, when I first started, and I was just having some home repairs done that needed doing. And then when I broke my leg, I had the occupational therapist come out. And that was extremely helpful. She told me all kinds of things to do to make my life easier so I could manage to get through a day. And as I've gotten better, I've had more help from Saroj, who's made things easy that I couldn't do when I couldn't get down the steps, etc. So it's been very helpful.
So now you were pretty determined, I gather, to remain in your home and remain independent.
Yes, I am. Yes, I hope to be here for, I don't know about in this house, but a house for at least another 20 years.
Why is that important to you?
So that I can be independent. I don't want to have to live in a place where there are other people living, sharing rooms. I have all my own possessions here. I can have my family here. I can come and go as I please easily. It's just very comfortable.
Dawn, is Heather fairly typical of the clientele that you have for this program?
Yeah, Heather, yes, she is. And, you know, most of the people who come to the program are calling because they really do want to stay in their homes. And they know that one of the major reasons why they can't is because of the upkeep of their home. And so knowing that Saroj is here and that they know him, they get to know him, he's in their home, they feel comfortable with him, just keeps people coming in. The word of mouth is really getting around.
Now, Saroj Tarian, I love that name. Tell me about that name first, real quick.
It's an Armenian name, and my parents gave it to me.
And so you've always lived in this country, or did you come from Armenia?
No, actually, we immigrated to the U.S. when I was 5, so I grew up here in the States.
Now, how did you come to become part of this program then?
Well, actually, I heard about this program through a friend of mine who was the former community handyman for the program, and when he decided to leave to work on his own projects, he told me about the position, and I talked to Don about it, and it seemed like a really good fit.
Now, you do the minor home repairs, you do all the other things. What's your typical day like as you work with people like Heather and others as part of the program?
Well, there's really not a typical day, I guess, because there's all different types of things. But I guess usually, you know, I'll have 3 or 4 appointments during a day with people, and it will be all types of work. If you just think if you made a list of things around your home that needed to be done, that's what I typically do during a day.
I need your number then.
You'd be amazed as to how many people who are younger than 65 want the program.
Oh, yeah, I bet.
Everybody
I bet.
That we talk to.
So these are minor home repairs, but then if it's something that may become a bit more expansive, you work on hiring the outside contractor to be able to work with it, right?
Well, yes, we're focused on doing the minor home repairs. If it's something that's beyond the scope of the program, then we have a list of local contractors that we've developed, people that we've contacted in the area that have good reputations. And so then for something that needs an outside vendor, we actually will suggest several contractors to the member, and then they can make the contact on their own. We don't actually set up the appointments and whatnot.
But you're also trained in first aid and CPR, and so that's kind of a different aspect of what a typical handyman, I guess, would be thought of as doing.
Yeah, that's true. When I first started, you know, before I started taking appointments, we made sure we had the first aid and CPR certifications in place just in case something were to happen.
One of the other things that we're looking into is we're trying to get a grant so that we can have an AED available to Saroj. So if, God forbid, something ever happened, he would be able to be trained and to use that also. Safety is really one of the things that we pride ourselves in at the program. And we're another set of eyes and ears for family members who have members in the program. You know, if Saroj is going into their homes, he really gets to know the members. And so if he sees that things aren't well, you know, just it's not an emergency, but things just aren't looking great, we have a form that we ask members to sign regarding confidentiality that gives us permission to actually call a family member or whoever they give us to say, you know, we were with your family member today or your friend, and it's not an emergency, but we just wanted you to know things just didn't seem right. They just weren't on today. So it's just another insurance policy for people and for people's families.
Heather, listening to all this, do you have a kind of a comfort level knowing that this program is able to provide these services for you in terms of the home repairs and such, but then also your personal well-being?
Yes, well, I always thought I was a healthy person and didn't need that kind of anybody watching over me until, as I said, I had this accident, and yes, it's helped tremendously. Hopefully I'm going to get back to being totally independent and I won't need somebody actually looking over me. That was not a concern before, but it was nice to have when I needed it.
It would seem, and you bring up a point of thinking that you're always healthy, and it's kind of a transition to have to ask for help like this. Does that maybe cause you or some of your peers to hesitate to ask for that kind of help?
It's been hard for me, and I live with my daughter, and it's been extremely hard for her for us to have to change our relationship. It's not been an easy transition, and now we have to transition back, which it's hard to get back to where you were, but slowly.
Yeah, and something like that is going to become more and more frequent now as baby boomers start to get into that age range, right, Dawn?
Yeah, one of the things that we're noticing is that in trying to market the program, when you talk to people who are younger, you know, in their 40s and 50s, or early 60s, they when they hear about the program, they're like, please sign me up. Anybody over 65, it's more of, I don't need it. I've talked to people who are in their 80s and are still getting up on a ladder, and they shouldn't. We have the program here. We want to be able to help out. But most people are just don't feel that they want to be dependent on another person or a program, even though it's a fee-based program. So it's not where, you know, it's not a handout. It's not where somebody is not paying to be part of the program. But it's still a perception that I don't need the help.
How do you perceive this as a success so far, or where do you see it going over the next couple of years to be even more effective for people within this age group?
Well, the one thing that we're going to be doing is to branch out to do some more health and wellness programs as well as socialization programs. So we're hoping to partner with St. Luke's to offer some more wellness and medically oriented programs, bringing immunizations into older adults' homes, having a partnership where they can go to any of the St. Luke's hospitals and have assessments done at a discounted rate. We're hopefully going to be working with the Johnson County Library to set up some different programs, authors and reading clubs. And then we're also waiting to hear back. We have a grant out to the federal government to be able to expand the program even further. So we're waiting to hear back from the federal government on that too.
So this program in particular fits in nicely with the center's initiative, KC for Aging and Community. Wouldn't you say that's true?
Correct. It definitely does. It is there as a program that is up and running. It's a definite model that I think the KC for Aging initiative wants to further along and make further inroads in with other programs like ours.
Now, Heather, what would you say as next steps that that you can anticipate with yourself that maybe a program like this should be able to provide?
I can speak, actually. My mother is 94 years old and was living in her house till last year. And I think she was very reluctant to have anybody come to her house and fix things, especially if she had never worked with him before. I think if she had had Saroj and knew him from the time she was 65 till the time she moved out of her house, I think she would have felt extremely comfortable. I don't think I'm there quite yet. I mean, until last year, I was doing everything pretty much myself. So
Saroj, what's on your plate today? What's on your agenda today as the community handyman for this project? Or is your day, you don't know what your day will be like until you start receiving phone calls?
No, my day is usually pretty well scheduled in advance. Of course, sometimes calls come in for urgent or emergency type of repairs, and so we can usually squeeze those in. Actually, after this podcast, I'm on my way to meet a new member, so we always try to do an introductory meeting. I'll go over and introduce myself and get familiar with them and also with their house and what kind of projects they've got around the house.
Now, that must be music to your ears, Dawn, a new member. How can people take advantage of this program? How can they contact you?
They can call Jewish Family Services at our main number at 913-327-8250, or they can just call me directly at 913-327-8239, and I am willing and wanting to have as many members as possible. We're really, really trying to market the program and try to make it available to whoever needs it.
Dawn Herbert is the Director of Older Adult Initiatives for Jewish Family Services in Overland Park, Kansas. Saroj Tarion is the community handyman for the program. Heather Aronoff is a beneficiary of the Help at Home program. Thanks for joining us, and good luck to all of you.
Thank you.
Thanks. You've been listening to the Bioethics Channel, a production of the Center for Practical Bioethics. For more information about the center and its programs, go to practicalbioethics.org. That's practicalbioethics.org. I'm your host, Laurel LeBoux. Thanks for listening to the Bioethics Channel.